Coming up in episode 4 of Let's Get Frank, BB's fourth Frank, also known as New Zealand Frank. He's an environmental scientist and a musician who had a top 10 hit. He's 40 to 60 years old, somewhere in there. Even though he won't say what exactly, will he be the Frank that BB's been looking for? Dating expert Annabelle Knight coaches BB through the date and evaluates how she performs afterwards. This is Let's Get Frank.
Annabelle, how have you been, Toots?
I've been okay. Thanks for asking. How have you been?
Oh, you know, there's two things I want to talk about. He won't say his age.
My initial reaction was he's slightly older and he doesn't want to be marked down for it. So he's choosing to remain vague with the age bracket, which I think is actually far more helpful, you know, for creating real bonds, because you're removing what could be an obstacle, what could be an emotional blocker before you even meet. So the idea that you would meet and then reveal those things that may get in the way of you finding love, I think that's kind of a better order to do it in.
Do you think dating is ageist?
Yes, completely. I've been watching a TV show called Love is Blind, which I absolutely adore. And one of the guys on there he went on a date with a woman who was 33. And he said, "You're actually a bit older than what I like to date. I usually like to date, you know, no one over 30. I mean, it's 3 years, come on." So she counteracts with, "Well, how old are you?" And he said, 32. And I was like, oh my God, the mind boggles at your double standards. It's crazy that you think 33 is too old for you, a 32-year-old.
Oh, hi, Frank. Nice to meet you.
Oh, likewise. Fantastic. When you first put your eyes on me, I hope you didn't think it was Halloween down here.
No, you're gorgeous. But Frank, I am annoyed with you.
Oh, what have I done now?
How dare you make me wake up? How dare you make me wake up before 12? I didn't realise there were 2 sevens in the day until I was about 30. Who knew there was an AM? Who knew?
What is that? Is that not a radio bandwidth?
Yeah, it should be. How are you? Where are you? You in your studio?
Well, yeah, this is my sort of man cave, studio, come office. If I move out the way, you can see a recording desk. Yeah. Behind me, a big fancy recording desk right beside me if I pull it forward.
So I did a little bit of research, obviously, Frank. I wouldn't let just anyone wake me up. You're lucky I'm dressed. Honestly, I've got one.
That's disappointing.
Seriously, you're very lucky.
Stand up. Stand up.
Goes on. What was I going to say to you? Don't you make me laugh now. Annabelle, how are you? Okay?
Oh, baby.
Annabelle, how did I do?
I think you did so well. I think that Frankie or Frank, should we call him Frankie?
Yeah.
Just to differentiate? Yeah. And he definitely suited Frankie. I thought he was utterly charming, very funny. He was really keen to make you laugh and he really liked it when you did. He was kind of smiling from ear to ear. I thought that was, a top-notch date. Very easy chat. But you talked about some deep things. It was, it was great.
I loved it. I loved chatting with him. And I think of all our dates so far, I felt most at ease with him. And even talking about, we kind of touched on some topics and didn't obviously go too deep because you're not going to. But I wouldn't have felt that relaxed on the other dates.
Very friendly. Do you know if I didn't know the setup and I had overheard that conversation, I would think I was talking to two people that had known each other for quite a while.
Yeah.
The conversation was so easy. It flowed really nicely. And it's so weird because it was done over Zoom. Like, it's not a natural dating environment, yet it felt very natural to listen to you.
What were your three main points of analysis then?
Okay, so the first was you did a fantastic job. So I'm going to praise you to start with. So you did a fantastic job of managing the meeting of minds. So you talked a little bit about some philosophical things, you talked about your family, you talked about, kind of dreams and happiness, things that are really quite emotionally heavy, you spoke about with ease, which was absolutely fantastic. You read Frankie's reaction and you responded appropriately, and he did the same for you. So that was really good. The second point, I'll do another nice one.
I feel that we're building up to something, Annabelle Knight, but carry on.
Your body language was so relaxed. You were engaging. You were leaning forward. In fact, you both were. I know we're over Zoom, but quite a few dates, there's been a lack of eye contact, kind of like you might be looking down at something or they might be looking away or doodling perhaps. In this one, you were totally engaged. It was like you were having a really interesting conversation that you were both so enthusiastic about. So your body language was fantastic.
Will Frank and Bebe go on a second date? Find out in episode 4 of Let's Get Frank, available Thursday wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.